Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mothersbaugh from Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcasts and join me for the story behind the song.
Hello, and welcome to Long Time No See, the podcast. Each week, we'll be pairing two blindfolded comedians who've agreed to sit down with a mystery guest. I'll be putting them on the spot with a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Without further ado, please remove your blindfolds and introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Michael.
Hi, Andrea.
I have to be honest with you, I am so relieved to see it's you.
Do you have any irrational fears? What's the worst fad you were into? Is there any job that you would be terrible at?
Underwater welder?
Don't say that about yourself.
Do you guys have any useless talents?
I kicked one of those delivery robots.
What? You kicked one?
Yelling. I kick those all the time.
They have names on them.
Good.
I can make smoke come out of my mouth with nothing.
Do it.
You want to see it?
What the f***? Are you a dragon?
Out now, Long Time No See the Podcast, Season 2. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho-seok, Park Jimin, Kim Tae-young, Jung Jungkook, standing BTS.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. We're super excited to hang out and talk about Singularity.
Yeah. Before we get into Singularity, we are going to talk about how Kayla and I managed to get tickets to BTS's Love Yourself tour in Fort Worth, Texas.
Yes. It's honestly a miracle.
It's a miracle.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's a really intense story. So we're going to share it with all of you guys because getting tickets was not easy for us.
No.
At all.
And here to help tell the story, because she was also a part of it, is Brittany.
Hi, everyone.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and start with my side of the story because it's kind of intense. So we decided to go to Fort Worth, Texas, like this past week. We had been planning on going to Chicago, and then we kind of just were like, you know what? Let's go to Fort Worth. We've never been to Fort Worth. It's really kind of just as far for Kansas City to go to Fort Worth as it is Chicago. And so we're like, let's just go to Fort Worth. I was not mentally prepared for this because I had a canoeing trip that I was going on with friends this past weekend, and there was no way that I could cancel these plans. Like, it's been planned for a really long time, and Corey would never let me live it down if I didn't go. The bad thing about it is that there's absolutely no signal where I was going canoeing. So I was like, okay, the only way I can get tickets is I have to get all my friends and family on board to help me get them. And I'm so fortunate and lucky that my friend Anthony, Kelsey, my sister Brittany, who's with us, Bridget, my other sister, both my parents, all got together. I made this huge group chat on both Facebook and in like instant messenger, like, or on iPhone or whatever. And I literally in-serviced my parents on how to get these tickets. Like, I told them all three different websites you can get them from and how to keep refreshing the page. And even if you don't get tickets, to keep going. And I just really went all out, like at 11 o'clock at night on Thursday night before I had to leave Friday the next day for my canoeing trip. And that was it. I mean, I ended up leaving Friday and I didn't have any service until Sunday. So I didn't know if I got tickets. I had no idea. Like, my fate of going to this BTS concert was like in all of my friends and family's hands. Oh, it was so intense. But Anyways, I ended up getting a flat tire on the way to the canoeing trip and all this other stuff, so it was really dramatic. But on Saturday night, I couldn't help it. I said, Corey, I have to go into town. So we drove like 45 minutes into town.
Oh my gosh.
Kayla, I didn't tell you this part.
Oh my God, no.
We drove 45 minutes into town because I'm ridiculous. And I was like, I didn't even get signal in this town, this little tiny town in southern Missouri. Corey thankfully has Verizon, so I knew he would get some sort of signal. And all the like messages from the iPhone messenger just started popping up like crazy. And I'm reading everything because everyone was like texting each other. And then I found out that we got GA tickets to Fort Worth by some crazy miracle.
Yeah.
We were in a Walmart parking lot and I went inside Walmart and cried. Like I literally cried in a bathroom in Walmart. But yeah, that's basically my side of the story. There's more to it because then Singularity came out on Sunday.
Yeah.
And so when I finally got service in like coming home Sunday, I had 175 missed text messages. And then I saw that Singularity had been released. I was like, this was what a weekend to be completely out of service and not be able to know what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. In the morning when they were all gearing up in the group chat to buy tickets, it was like, I don't know, what, 9:45, Brittany, when you texted and you were like, hey, is everybody logged on? People were saying, yeah, I'm in the waiting line, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was at work. I was prepping. We were super short staffed. It was a terrible morning. It was a terrible weekend at work. Just awful. And I had to text. I was like, I'm really sorry. There's absolutely no way that I can, you know, log on or help or do anything. It's in your hands. Go team. And I was just like getting my work done, stressed the fuck out, like super worried and just feeling like it's in everybody else's hands, you know, all of our friends and family who were like trying so hard to get this. So, Britt, how was that? Because it was not until later when I read all the messages.
Yeah, we both had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
I could not imagine the amount of anxiety you guys were going through. Okay. Yeah. So, in the battle for these tickets, well, first off, I could not sleep at all that night before. Just I couldn't sleep at all, and like I set maybe about 10 alarms to make sure that I got up at a certain time, that I was ready to go and that I was awake, I was focused
with it.
So pretty much Bethany was pretty smart in saying create an account. And that saved us quite a bit of time because mm-hmm. when we created an account, it made the checkout process so much easier. But we created a mass texting group that we could all just be in constant communication. What kind of helps out for me is that I have the iMac and iPhone and mm-hmm. all that stuff. So I could type while I was on my computer. And then I also had my phone as a device trying to get tickets. We all had multiple devices that we were all using. We had so many people on board.
Two computers.
It was
everyone a phone.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Kelsey had like two cell phones and two laptops going.
Yeah. It was insane. So comes to the time. We are 20 minutes out. I text everybody. Is everybody ready to go? And everybody was like, yep, we're in the waiting room. We're all ready to go. So it's counting down. 3, 2, 1. The site crashes.
Oh, my God.
Just completely, like,
wigs out. Powerhouse completely crashed.
It just completely wigs out. And we're all like, what the heck happened? Oh, my gosh, what happened? And then so as soon as, like, we fresh, get back in it, then it was like, okay. And you have this like little person like who has like a line in front of it. And then you see the person like moving up in line and you're like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And then as soon as you get through the line, then it like is just like, okay, how many tickets do you want? I'm like, four. I need four. And so, but then it's just like, all right, well, we have three tickets and like P3. And I was like, no, let them go. And like other people are like, okay, I'm out of the line. And they're like, I have two tickets, you know, for P4. No, let those go. We don't want those. And we're all texting each other and like everyone's like, is this that there's no tickets available? I'm like, there are tickets available. Kelsey's like, if they're locked, people will let them go. You know, always refresh, refresh, refresh.
Yeah, just because keep refreshing.
Basically everybody is searching for the specific tickets they want, right?
Yes.
In like sections that they want. Yes. So someone might have the tickets you want, exactly. But they might let them go.
Right, exactly. And like, that's what I was thinking is that the, you know, armies out there, they were just like, okay, these are the tickets. No, I don't want those. I want these. And everybody has like the specific place that they want to go. Some mm-hmm. people like an aerial view. Some people like to be really, really close. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to be really close. So,
really close.
So
the closest.
Yeah. My fella, he came over because I was like, I need help. Like, I was starting to panic because we were having no luck and it's already been about 10 minutes. We were having no luck. He came over. I don't know. He touched my phone and I feel like it was the magic touch. And he was just like, okay, well, we have, you know, four tickets for ground. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Did he really?
Oh my God.
That pisses me off. How did he do that? I mean, I'm happy. I'm thrilled.
I don't know. Maybe it's one Asian to another. I don't know. It could be that. Some sort of, like, sense. I have no idea. But, so, yeah, he touched it, and boom, there you go. Four ground tickets. And I was like, I can't believe it. And so I text everybody. I'm like, do we want these tickets? And everyone's like, go, go, go. Get up.
Yeah, my dad texted, bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye, bye.
Yes, get them, get them, get them. And so I got them. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. And like, I cannot tell you how many times ever since Saturday I have checked my email. I have checked the confirmation number. I have checked that, yes, the purchase was made with my credit card.
You've checked your credit card statement.
I have my credit card statement. But I have, it's like, I cannot believe it that we did it. And
yes.
Like, we're very fortunate. And
so
it's
fortunate.
Just, I'm so excited to be with all the other armies out there and being able to see our boys and support them and cheer them on and just have like a really good time.
Yeah, this is incredibly surreal.
They're going to put on such a great performance.
Oh my God.
It was like the worst 20 minutes of my life, but also like the best relief ever.
And then like after all of that, like when I read the text messages later at work, I was like, oh my God, Brittany, this is too many to read right now. I don't have time. Can you just tell me what happened? And she was like, we got tickets. We got four floor tickets, general admission. And I was like, oh my God, like, what? This is incredibly surreal. Like, I cannot believe that in a matter of months, we will be in even the same space as BTS.
Yes, we will literally be feet away from them. It is such a blessing that we got these tickets. I have to give a big shout out to all of my friends and family for doing such an amazing job and working so hard to get these tickets.
Yes, thank you so much to all of those people that Bethany said earlier. We really, I mean, literally, we could not have done it without you because both of us were wrapped up in other things.
Seriously, I mean, I drove 45 minutes just to get the tiniest bit of signal, which is insane, but it was worth it. And then for me to be going home on Sunday after being out of service and then finally turn my phone on. And once all the, like, once signal hit, it just like 175 text messages. And I had to read through everyone just saying, you know, oh, I've got P3. No, don't get those ones. Like, just keep going, keep refreshing. Like, I mean, it was insane, the communication that was going on.
Yeah.
But on top of it, Singularity was released. Like, I couldn't even, I was like, I know that I just got these general admission tickets to the BTS concert, which is like my lifelong dream. But on top of it, my bias is the intro to the new album, and Singularity was released that same day that I got signal. I was like, this is the best day of my life.
I mean, so, like, we knew, I feel like we knew that Taeyong was going to have the intro and he was going to be, his intro was going to be the comeback trailer.
Yes.
But I was at work, again, prepping. This time we were opening even more short-staffed. It was even more terrible, but I happened to have my screen on my phone. It was playing music, and it lit up with a notification that said, big hit, like, you know, comeback trailer. And immediately, I was like, I'm going to the bathroom.
Left. Yeah, for sure.
I left. I went to the bathroom. I watched the whole thing in the bathroom, and I like immediately before I even watched it, I texted it in our group chat to you and Brittany. I was like, oh my God, they dropped the comeback, like, or not the comeback, but the, like, yeah, the comeback trailer.
Comeback trailer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. And then you were like, Bethany is going to die when she gets reception.
Yes.
Because you hadn't heard from me at all for like 48 hours or more. And yeah, so I was in the car with Corey and we were driving back when I saw Singularity had been released. So that's what today's episode is going to be about. We had a really dramatic story to getting BTS tickets, but we got to talk about Singularity.
Yeah.
How today's episode is going to go is we're going to start off just sharing our first impressions of the song, and then we're going to go really in depth on Taeyong's vocals, the choreography, the visuals, and then like the meaning of the song, and then the theories that have kind of been developed over the past, you know, 2 days that it's been out. So we're going to talk about all of that in today's episode.
Yeah.
So my first impression, obviously, I was in the car and I told Corey, I was like, oh my gosh, okay, Singularity was released. It has to be Taeyong. I could see like the thumbnail. I was like, okay, yes, it's him. It's totally him. When I listened to it, I was entirely mesmerized and captivated by everything having to do with this song and this music video.
Mm-hmm.
The dancing, the vocals, the visuals. It just, like, usually whenever Taeyong is on the screen, I am fangirling like crazy, but I just went into this trance, like mouth just open, staring at my phone in complete awe. Like, I didn't say anything, I didn't pause it, nothing. I just was like completely blown away. And honestly, I thought the song, when I first started watching it, I was like, man, in my head I was thinking, this is really eerie and kind of haunting and unsettling in a kind of weird way, you know, but I love it. Like, it's good. And it's, I just remember thinking like, oh, this is just so different. And so, I mean, it's Taeyong. That's basically it. Like,
sure.
After watching that, yeah, first time watching that through, I was like, holy shit. Then I was like, Corey, just so you know, we're going to listen to this all the way home. So then.
Yeah, I sent you an hour loop.
You did some, oh, today, going to and from work, which I have an hour commute to work, I listened to the 1 hour loop both times. I've listened to the song way too much. But the second time I watched it through, all I kept saying out loud, Corey's like, oh my gosh, I was like, this is so Taeyong. Like, this is entirely Taeyong. This whole song is just Taeyong. It's like, it's perfect. The whole thing is him.
It like so is though. Like, I,
it really is.
I wish that we could be more descriptive, and I think that this episode is going to try to describe how this song really just is Taeyong. But, you know, just like you, I was so entirely mesmerized by this video and this song and the art style. I was completely enthralled with the art style and the lighting and the visuals and, like, the sounds and his voice, like, the dancing, every single little thing, first impression, I was just trying to, like, comprehend how all of these amazing things can actually, like, become one video and, like, be put together in this way. Like I said, I first, like, I watched it in the bathroom, and I was just, like, I probably had my mouth gaping open, too. Like, just complete astonishment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and start off with the vocals, which his vocals in this song are, I mean, we've heard Taeyong sing before, like Stigma is amazing and beautiful and so soulful and entirely Taeyong, but this song is, it suits Taeyong so well. His vocals in this song are just like, again, he's got that rich, creamy vocal.
Yes.
And, but the thing about it is, like, it has this, like, hauntingly beautiful undertone to it.
Mm-hmm.
That eerie, kind of unsettling feel, but at the same time, it's very serene and tranquil and dense. Like, his tone of voice, too, like, throughout the entire song, like, we'll get into the lyrics, but the tone of voice that he uses is very much what the lyrics are saying.
Yeah.
Like, he sounds like he's reflective of himself, but he's troubled and concerned.
Oh, it's like very, it's mature.
Yeah, it's mature. It's, yeah.
I mean, like, it's just like that tone of voice that you're talking about. It's like such a matured tone of voice, like so well controlled and so expressive in that tone. And like you said, when you described it as dense, I think that's the perfect way to describe it. And it goes along with these lyrics, the meaning of the song that we'll get to does have this kind of like air of maturity to it. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And a lot of people are saying that this song, and I agree with it, is that the song, it has like an alternative R&B feel, and yeah, that this R&B style is very Taeyong. And honestly, I don't listen to a whole lot of R&B. So today I actually took the time to listen to R&B because I was like, I have to know what that really, because I think I was thinking more like hip hop R&B kind of feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wasn't quite understanding what people meant by that. And then I listened to like a Spotify R&B playlist, and I completely agree. It suits, it's very much Taeyong's style. Like, he's got that soulful voice, but he's also very velvety and just smooth.
Yeah. And I think at some points it can sound very light and breathy, you know, like it's barely there.
Yeah. I think his accent has a lot to do with that.
Yeah. I mean,
like his accent, his dialect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll be light and breathy, and then he'll slide into like some other note, and suddenly his voice will be full and so expressive. And it is very like sultry and, like you said, smooth and sexy. But to me, at the same time, I watched it the first time with the lyrics. So I was getting the lyrics while hearing all the sounds and seeing the visuals for the first time. So reading along with the lyrics and listening, I felt like it sounded and it seemed and it is like so sad, and his voice would sound so sad and maybe sometimes even a little tortured in some points. Like, I just want to say, for example, around 120-ish, when he's singing about jumping into the lake, like where there's the blue background, just that note that he sings right before like the scene kind of changes, it has like, it sounds like it has like pain behind it. And
yeah,
just, I mean, going into the, like the artistry that Taeyong really shows with his vocals in this song, like that is such a huge point to me. Like how like everybody uses their voice when they're singing to like be expressive, but Taeyong just really does it in a different way. And it's, I mean,
he feels it.
He really feels it.
And he connect. I feel that he connected with this song.
Yes.
He really could relate to it. And I mean, maybe I know that he didn't write the lyrics, but we'll get into it. RM ended up writing the lyrics, but he had in mind that Taeyong was going to sing this, and it suits him very well. And mm-hmm. he just executes it beautifully.
Oh, for sure. I like the style of the song, that alternative R&B that you were talking about. It has so many little subtle nuances, and I think that style really allows this relatively slow-paced song to remain interesting and allow him to fully showcase his vocal talents. Like, you know, those small little trills that we hear.
I love that you said that. Like, it is a slow-paced song, but you are intrigued the whole time. Like, you just go into this trance when you listen to it. I don't care if you don't listen to K-pop or what, but if you hear this song, it's mesmerizing.
Yes. Like I was talking about, those slides from one note to another, like they're not off-putting, but they're not a usual, like they may not be usual notes that you would put together. Like, they're definitely unique. And
oh yeah,
he just really gets to showcase his amazing vocal control, his vocal tone, his quality.
Oh, his vocals are so good. He's worked so hard to get these vocals down.
killed it.
He does such a great job.
It's amazing.
He killed it. Yeah. He killed it. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the choreography.
Yeah, let's do it. You told me you found out who the choreographer was, and I don't know how you found it out. How did you find it out?
I found it out by watching, like, a reaction video.
Okay.
to yeah, and they were like, oh, this is Keone, and I was like, oh, I don't know who that is.
Yes.
And then I told you about it, yeah.
Okay, so you told me that Keone did the choreography for this video, and so this person, it's this guy, and he's this amazing choreographer named Keone Madrid, and he choreographed a video called I Need It. It's not the same exact choreo, but it definitely, in like, it seems like Keone really loves one of the dances that's in that video, and he worked it into this song, Singularity, and it's the part where Taeyong is, like, dancing on with, like, the mannequin coat rack thing with his arm in the sleeve and stuff. There's changes to it, but it's definitely inspired by some of Keone's previous choreography. And it was so cool. It felt like a personal connection when you said that this was the person who choreographed, because I know about this choreographer previously from my friend Morgan, and she's a dancer, and she showed me some of, like, his choreography, and through finding this out, I found out that he has also choreographed some of, like, BTS's most popular dances, like Fire and Run and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. So it's so crazy that my friend Morgan, like, is a fan of this person and, like, actively follows this person and, like, has learned from them. And so has BTS. And she, yeah. I actually texted her and said, oh my God, Keone choreographed BTS's new comeback trailer. And, you know, she watched BTS videos with me sometimes. And so I asked her to watch it and give me her perspective as a dancer, like from a choreography standpoint. So she literally just texted me back right before we were about to record, so I just am going to read her text. She said, I had to watch it twice, LOL, but the use of props was amazing, and him using his own hand visually, that's hella points from a dancer's perspective. The choreography matched the meaning of the song very well, and there was actually a story being told. Visual-wise, it was incredibly amazing to watch, and musicality was there all the way. I was shaking in my boots with some of the subtle beats they hit, and I think for it to be a Keone production, it was executed very well. And
she,
I mean,
said that so beautifully, and yes. I'm so happy that she had such positive things to say about it.
Yeah, and that's from somebody who, like, she has, like, you know, listened to K-pop. She's, like, danced to K-pop before, but she's not, like, super into it. And she definitely, I don't think that she would say that she would, like, stan anyone. I mean, she likes CL, but, like, that's mostly because she's, CL is a boss-ass bitch. So,
yeah.
but anyways, so I just thought it was so cool to hear that from, like, somebody who's not really in the community, but has this other perspective and kind of, like, a third-party perspective. So definitely amazing video choreography, like, with the choreography. Another thing that actually you pointed out to me, I didn't notice this at first because I was just, like, so absorbed in watching Taeyong, but you pointed out that the background dancers are made up of all different, like, ethnicities, which, one, it's super rare for BTS to have backup dancers in official music videos. And honestly, I could not name an official music video that has, like, backup dancers that they're not, like, battling against like they are in No, you know?
Yeah.
Especially, like, a music video.
Or, like,
with,
not today.
Right. But they're not, like, it's not very common, and especially if there's just one member. It's weird to see one member with just a couple background dancers because, like, they're more featured than when they have, like, and Not Today, they have, like, masses of background dancers, you know?
Yeah, and Not Today and, like, Fire, they have backup dancers, but you don't see their faces.
No.
You don't see them up close. There's so many of them. Whereas this video, you see these men. You see these, what, four, however other men there are.
Right.
And, you know, you can actually acknowledge and see. I'm pretty sure that one of the backup dancers is actually one of Keone's dancers that works with him.
If not all of them. I heard somewhere that, like, they were his.
It might be all of them. I I don't really know.
I mean, I just think it's so cool. I am one of those people that will yell from the rooftop, representation matters. I'll say it every single time. And so it's so cool to see like multiracial representation in a BTS video. Like their music is for everyone. Them doing this kind of this form of representation where they're not like making a big deal about it. They're just like putting, you know, these dancers in their video. Like it's just showing everyone can relate to them no matter who you are or where you come from. And like they're accessible. It's just
and
amazing.
I love it. It's so amazing. And another thing that I noticed about it too, and this is like really weird that I noticed this, but I think at least one of the guys you can tell is like older. Like he's not like super young or anything. And like I think a lot of pretty much all of them are a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that too. Like it's not just like this very youthful, attractive, you know, I mean, obviously they're all attractive, but it's like more like a person who could be you and I,
someone
who's, yeah, it's like not only representing cultures, but it's representing like people of all ages.
Totally.
And all different backgrounds. And it's like, BTS, stop being so perfect. Everything you do.
Like they're here to send a message, you know.
They're sending messages with everything they do.
They want everyone to have a place of love and acceptance in their life, you know. Like, and, you know, having that kind of representation is where feelings like that start. Because when people can see, you know, maybe someone wants to be a dancer, when they can see a dancer that inspires them, but then also maybe a dancer that looks like them, like that just makes you feel like you can do that. You can do anything. And, you know, so BTS is making moves, like they're doing big things and they're using every platform that they have to do it.
So that's really great that they had these great dancers dancing with Taeyong.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Taeyong's dancing in this because it's quite incredible and it's going to be, if it isn't already, iconic. His dancing in this has made a statement for him as a dancer for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Yes. So everyone is like, Taeyong is the dance line. Like he's in the dance line. He's officially made it in. Like this was his initiation. In this video, it's hard not to just be completely enthralled with how he does that one arm dance. You know, it's his arm, but it looks like, you know, it's in the coat and it looks like it's someone else's hand, but it's his own hand. And I think it threw a lot of people through a loop because they're like, wait, what? Like, is someone in that, you know, jacket? But then everyone ends up realizing, oh, it's his own hand.
Yeah.
And it's honestly, he had to have practiced that, or maybe he was just naturally good at doing it. But the way that he can just independently move one arm from another, it just, like, it looks like it's not his hand.
Yeah.
Because it's so independent from the other.
Yeah, it looked disconnected from his body.
Yes. And for all of you BTS stans, and especially for all you Taeyong stans, including me, it's hard not to have died when he grabs his face with his own hand and pulls his face in and like presses his lips against his hand and then blends. And it's just like, did he do that? Did that just happen? It's so sexual, but it's also like, it's amazing. His acting, his ability to like feel himself and to do that. I mean, wow.
Yes. Wow. It's so funny because I was going to talk about that part too.
Oh no, please do.
No, because it's so amazing.
It's definitely one of the biggest parts of the whole video.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, it's hard not to notice it. It's so seductive.
I'm going to talk about my part when we talk about his visuals, but for now we're just doing the choreo. So like, yes, that's amazing choreography.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and go into his dance style and what I kind of think about it in this video. So his dance style is, again, it's unique from J-Hope, Jimin, and Jungkook.
Mm-hmm.
In this dance, for me, how I would describe Taeyong's dance style, especially with this choreography, is that when he moves, it's as if all the different dance moves he's doing are just bouncing into one another.
Mm.
It's smooth and it flows, but it's like a rippling effect.
Oh my God. I love that. That is so true.
It's like the moves are pushing against one another.
Oh my God. Bethany.
I know. So this analogy that I came up with may not make any sense.
No, it totally does.
This is how I feel. J-Hope is very fluid. He's like water. RM has even said he's like water. Everyone can agree that J-Hope is so fluid. His moves easily pass through his body. And Taeyang, I think, has that same kind of water feel, but instead of it all like just easily passing through his body one after another, it's as if you were to drop two stones in a body of water separate from each other.
Yes.
And the ripples were to collide.
Oh my God. When the ripples collide,
they like bounce off one another, but it's still beautiful and graceful.
Bethany.
But it's like you can see that distinction. this is what I feel. I mean, I've seen the video so many times.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my God. Like I like almost have tears in my eyes just because the way you're describing it, I can so purely and clearly visualize his dancing right now in my mind. And it's like, that is so true. Like, oh my gosh, beautiful. You're brilliant.
It's bouncy. I mean, everything is just like bounces into each other. And
yeah.
Yes.
Ah, yes. You know, I was going to talk about his dance style in that, like, it's comprised of some very quick movements, at least in this song, which, I mean, I think we've seen in, like, when he was in that Hope on the Street and, like, a couple other times where he's just been, like, dancing for fun. He does, like, very quick movements, but in this song, because the song is slow, in some points he'll do very quick movements, like very quick footwork within long beats of the song. So he'll fit a lot of movements into a long space. And it's not like Jimin's dancing that utilizes quick movements on the beat change where Jimin will, the beat will hit and that's when he'll move. It's the opposite. So he's using the empty space instead of like the downbeat. And that kind of quick movement in, you know, a relatively relaxed space of music reminds me of their choreography for Let Go,
which
may have seen if you've watched the fan cams of their recent performances in Japan. Because overall, I think Let Go is a pretty chill song. It's not super upbeat or like super exciting like Go Go, for example, but in that song, they combine a lot of quick movements, like especially quick, graceful movements within a short amount of time between the slow beats, like during the chorus. But I think that the way that Taeyang utilizes it in this video for Singularity, I think it adds to that unsettling feeling that you were talking about, because at times it can seem like he's doing too much movement for the pace of the song or the feeling of the song.
Yeah, it's a very slow song, but he's doing such intense choreography, very fast, a lot of movements into one beat.
Right. Yeah. And it works out perfectly. And like, I'm not saying all of the movements are super quick like that. There's a lot of smooth, very cool, relaxed dance moves as well. But just like Morgan said in her response text, like he really hits every subtle beat in some way with that ripple effect in his body that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. I love that you said that even though it is quick, it's still very smooth. And I think that it's really shown in the footwork.
Yeah.
And I love that you said that because I want to talk about the footwork.
Oh my gosh.
So in the main chorus of the song, like his footwork, it's going. I mean, it's quick and it's there and he hits it pretty hard, but it's like he smooths the edges of it. So even though it's quick at the very end of the dance move, he'll make it nice and smooth and he'll make the dance move like longer than it needs to be. Like it lingers for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I love how he takes his left leg out and he just like slides it out to the side. And
yes.
It looks very similar to like when a figure skater hits a triple axel and they like kick their leg out and it's like they do this really intense, like, you know, triple axel and then they just like let it just completely lay out and like just smooth it over with that leg out and make it very graceful looking. And he does this, like the footwork is intense and then he'll just let those long movements just kind of linger. And it's very theatrical.
Yeah. I think that like you were talking about how he smooths out the dance move somehow, even though his legs are moving so rapidly and he does have to hit those beats hard and like those footwork placements, you know, very specifically. I think he uses the rest of his body to kind of smooth it out. Like, his face still looks serene. It doesn't look like he's, like, focusing a lot or, like, you know, like, going hard. And, like, his arms, the way he spreads his arms out at that time kind of, like, spreads him out. It smooths it out.
Yes.
Like,
he just,
oh my God.
Yes.
It's so
hard
perfect.
To describe it with words, isn't it?
Yes.
It's hard to describe it with words.
I think we're doing a good job.
I think we are too. I mean, yeah, this song is just, it's hard to do it justice, but we're trying. So at the end of the song, he does these kind of body rolls and he bounces his body up and down, but then he like disappears out of the camera shot. And that's got to be one of my favorite choreography. Mm. Like it's again during the chorus and he just, it's got like a white background and he disappears. Like he just bounces down and out of the camera lens. And then he... Oh, I love it. Like, it gets me every time I watch it. But then he sways. It's not long that he's out of the camera shot. He then sways his body side to side and then comes back up into the camera shot. And just overall, the dancing is remarkable. There is no doubt about it. Like, we all knew that Taeyong could dance, but I think armies all around the world can collectively agree that his dancing blew us away in this video.
For sure.
I mean, blew us away.
I mean, completely. It was, we weren't ready for it.
We weren't ready for it. No, absolutely not.
Truly, I think we always expect them to just blow us away and astound us no matter what they're doing. So, like, we have high expectations for them and... he went even further than them, exceeded them much further.
I mean, that's how I felt about J-Hope's mixtape.
Yes. Every single thing that they do gets better than the last.
It's insane. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it, but they do. This is why you should stand BTS.
Yes. Seriously.
Oh, so let's go ahead and go into the visuals. Because,
yes.
Damn.
Okay.
He is the visual. Well, no, he's not. That Jin's the visual. But he's the other visual.
But he's the most handsome man of 2017.
That's true.
So, I mean.
So Kayla and I didn't really talk about his outfits in this. And definitely it deserves recognition because his outfits in this definitely also scream Taeyong. I mean, he's got that like... brown kind of, it's not tweed, but you know, that brown long jacket on. And
yeah,
it's got like tassels hanging in the back. Ugh. And I mean, he's got like a brown sweater on. He's got, sometimes he has like a all white outfit on.
Yeah, he had like a floral bomber jacket. Yeah, with like a gold sparkly tank top underneath. Like, all, I mean, really all you need to know is Gucci and extravagant, but also like very well put together. And
yes, and I think their stylist really took Taeyong's style into consideration here, because you can tell like Taeyong has a very interesting style. All the BTS members do, like their clothing style are all very unique from one another, but you can tell the stylist either talked with Taeyong about it or what, but they definitely did a beautiful job of just conveying Taeyong's style, but also contributing to the feel of the song.
Right.
And it just, oh, it fits so well. I mean, it's brilliant. Everything about it. I mean, everything.
It wasn't overpowering to the style or the aesthetic of the video or the sound of the song, but it also was able to represent like what the kind of clothes that Taeyong likes to wear. So it was very cool. So if we're going to talk about visuals, then we need to talk about facial expressions, because this is how Taeyong climbed my bias list, is because of his facial expressions when he's dancing. Sometimes during this video, there is such a subtlety to the changes in his expression, but it truly makes all the difference. So this is what I'm going to talk about, the part right at the beginning that you spoke of earlier, when he's dancing with like the red coat on the mannequin and his arm is in the sleeve. Right around the 30-second mark, he's already been dancing using it, but that's when he moves his hand to his face and turns his head with the hand that's in the red coat. I just want to focus on his facial expression. When he first turns his head, he's like looking off into the distance and he looks very pensive. He looks as if his thoughts are far away. And then within a split second, his hand kind of curls into his face a little more. His eyes close and his face
softens.
Yeah, his face lifts. It softens. Yes, it lifts a little bit. The corners of his mouth curl up just slightly, just a little bit. But
just enough.
Just enough that you can tell if he's kind of smiling. And he, this is just a profile shot, but we're getting this much detail, and his expression at this point is content, but his content comes from being loved. Like, he was just thinking of the warmest hug he's ever had and the person he loves the most. And that all happened in a matter of seconds. And he is doing shit like that the entire fucking video. I'm sorry, I had to get very, I had to use a lot of language there, but it's just a lot.
You described that beautifully because that's exactly what happens. I mean, I hate that I actually just got teary-eyed.
Oh my God.
I'm not being dramatic. I'm reading your notes on the Google Doc and hearing you say it, and
it's just like,
I mean, yeah, like he's such a good actor. I mean, I like, yes. I think all of BTS is amazing and all of them do a great job in the music videos and displaying what they're feeling. But man, Taeyong just kills it.
King of visuals. Amazing actor.
Yes, very talented.
Seriously.
Very talented. So going along with the visuals, there's so many visuals in this whole music video. So there's a cut where he's in that concrete room that is illuminated with this red light, and it transitions from that red light concrete room to this open pitch black room, and he's dressed in completely white.
Yeah.
And you see him do this dance move where he brings his arms out to the side and you see these 8 white masks floating around his head, and then he just manipulates them, making them disappear and come back, and moves them, and it's very aesthetic, so aesthetic, and it's haunting. Like, you can see these masks throughout the video just floating around him as if they're like taunting him. There's a part where the masks are coming and going just all around him, and they're like taunting him, but it's almost like he's not afraid of them, but at the same time he seems like he's just used to them, but you can tell that they're taunting him, that they've been there for so long.
Well, it can be all the different masks that a person might have to wear, you know.
Exactly. Which I can't wait till I get into the meaning of this
song. My God.
But in going off of this too, you also see Taeyong in like a purple light setting with the purple light just reflecting off his face, and it happens multiple times, and he's so beautiful. And it's very similar to the purple light that they use with Blood, Sweat, and Tears, like during the Stigma photo shoot. And it's purple, and there's a very deep meaning to the color purple for Taeyong. And everyone knows it's his color.
Yeah, we purple Taeyong, and he purples us.
We purple him.
Yes. And also, while you're talking about lighting, I just have to say that the red lighting in that shot of them dancing and just, like, all red lighting is supreme. It's amazing.
So, in addition to all these visuals, there's definitely scenes that we see where he's sitting in a corner. I mean, he's just stunning. Oh, he's so stunning in these shots. There's only a few of them. I wish there was more. But he's sitting in a corner, and he's got these beautiful flowers in greenery that is just like ivy that's creeping up the walls. And you can see these newspapers or like articles of some sort that are covering these walls just surrounding him. And you see flashes of roses being lit on fire, which is also a common theme in BTS videos. And again, like there's many themes of flowers. And there, one of my favorite parts is where there's the 4 masks. I believe there's 4, and he's got the flower in between all of them in the middle. And he's manipulating the flower up and out and down and back out. And the masks are moving as he moves this flower. And he's holding onto the flower, but the masks are floating. And then he lets go of the flower. and the flower doesn't fall, and it moves behind him as the mass and the flower just move out to the side behind him. And I'm like, oh, the visuals, like, it's so aesthetic. I mean, I just, like, that part kills me, and I don't know why, but it's just so hauntingly beautiful. That is the best way to describe this video.
Just remember that part when I start to talk about meaning.
Oh, yes. Ooh, yes. So the last part I have to mention is another Taeyang facial expression. And this part kills me. I mean, the whole thing kills me. Around minute 2:23, it's right before the choreography where he steps abruptly towards the camera and he shows like the backsides of his hands with his wrists flexed and like he like charges at the camera. So it's right before that. That part is amazing and I had to mention it. But before that, he spins around very dramatically and you can see his body just fall into itself and he lets his eyes just roll back.
Yeah.
And they go completely laxed as he spins into himself. And like, if you can pause it just at the right time, you can see just how like falling, he's just falling into himself and his eyes, like his facial expression is just like he's let go completely.
He's surrendering.
That's it. Yeah. And, like, he's helpless.
Okay, so let's get into the meaning of the song. This song was actually written by RM, which, as we get into the meaning, like, it's not surprising that he was the one who wrote this. He wrote the lyrics after getting discharged from the hospital. He had surgery for a deviated septum. And he thought, I'll quote, "If I wrote the lyrics well, Taeyang would like it, right?" And he actually finished the lyrics in one go and made no revisions. It was perfect from the beginning. And I just love that he wrote it with Taeyang in mind. He knew that Taeyang was going to be the intro track for this album that long ago. And
he knew that Taeyang would connect to it.
Yeah, he knew that
he would be able to emotionally connect to this song.
Yeah, that he would feel represented by it. So I just love that little background info.
So the meaning of the song, and like, you can take it however you want, but how I interpret this song, and I think how a lot of people interpret the song, is that Taeyang does not feel like he is truly being himself. He mentions throwing his true self, like, metaphorically into a lake that now has frozen over. And it's as if this new false identity looks down at himself, who's just trapped, voiceless, under this thick sheet of ice from the lake. And he's looking down at himself, just contemplating whether or not he loves his true self or the person he's become. And I love the lyrics where he says, "Have I lost myself or have I gained you?" And then he says, "I run to the lake, there's my face in it." And he says, "If I shouldn't have thrown myself away." And it's very much not knowing, it's not so much not knowing who he is, but like having to throw himself, his true self away, and instead like hiding behind a mask, basically.
Or contemplating whether or not, you said contemplating whether or not he loves his true self or the person he's become. Or trying to figure out if the person he's become is his true self and he's, you know, changed in this way or become different in this way that was, you know, unexpected, where you're like, have I lost myself or have I gained you? Meaning, have I gained this new identity, but it's myself, you know?
Yeah.
And you could also wrap like heartbreak into it. You could say that gaining you is like, you know, being with another person. But I think if you're really looking at the true lyrics and the meaning of the song that you're talking about right now, it seems like it's more, it's self-reflective.
It is very self-reflective. Yes. It's internal conflict. The whole song is internal conflict.
Yeah.
And he eventually sings lyrics explaining, and how I interpret it is like, no matter what, this ice is going to melt, meaning that he can't cage his true self forever. Despite this, in the end, even though he knows who his true self is and he can see it and it's there, but it's trapped.
Yeah.
And despite, you know, all of this, in the end of the music video, he puts the mask on, hiding his true self. And you can see this black tear falling from his left eye. And I mean, what an intro to Love Yourself Tear.
Yeah. holy shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So let's go ahead and get into theories. The theories kind of go along with the meaning of the song.
Yeah.
So I really got into the theories, which is so unlike me, but I totally got into it. So really, I full on 100% believe that RM was inspired by Narcissus, the whole story of Narcissus. And I ended up getting so into it that I actually read the story of Narcissus and Echo, which is a mountain nymph. Yes, I read it. So it's Ovid, there's actually very many different versions of this. It's Greek mythology. So the one that I read is Ovid's Metamorphoses. So I read it from that, and it's about basically this man. I'm going to do the Cliff Notes version here, guys. Basically, Echo, and this is what's great about the whole thing. Like, you can tell that RM definitely got inspiration from this. Echo is this mountain nymph who falls in love with Narcissus, and he rejects her love, and basically she lives the rest of her life in loneliness. Nothing really remains of her voice. Like, there's many theories about what actually happened with Echo and her voice. But you know that within this entire song, in Singularity, the lyrics constantly talk about, like, a ringing sound. Mm-hmm. And it mentions their voice and not knowing if it's my real voice or I lost my voice or I buried my voice for you, you know. And so you can definitely see that part of it. But basically what ends up happening is Narcissus rejects all of these other lovers. He's just this beautiful man. And Nemesis is the goddess of revenge and ends up, like, finding out about this terrible story that Echo was rejected by him. So Nemesis is a girl. Nemesis comes and just draws Narcissus into this pool of water. Mm-hmm. And has Narcissus look at his own reflection. He falls in love with his own reflection, and then he is so in love with it, he just stares at it forever, and then eventually comes to the conclusion that he will never, it's an unreciprocated love.
Wow.
He will never be loved by the man he's looking at, you know, because it's not real.
Yeah.
And in the song, he says, "I run to the lake. There's my face in it." And there's many scenes with Taeyong in front of a reflection pool, looking at himself, reaching out, caressing his own reflection. And it's interesting to me because the album series is called Love Yourself. And so this is like this whole story is about loving himself too much. Narcissus is.
Right.
So it's like, love yourself, but maybe don't fall in love with yourself. I don't really know. I'm probably looking way more into it than it actually is.
No, it makes sense. Think
it's really cool, and you can see the inspiration from this story. And it's a really good story, and I suggest everyone read it because it's really good.
Yeah. I would say that, like, if you're saying, like, love yourself but don't fall in love with yourself, it's like, you know, I think, like, the loving yourself that BTS likes to talk about is, like, being happy with who you are or where you're at in life, or, you know, being kind to others around you and being kind to yourself, but not, you know, becoming vain.
And becoming vain, yes.
I think that's
which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say one last thing about it, and I'll be done. But when I was reading the story, and I had not seen any theories on this, but if you read the actual story, one of the very first things that happens is Narcissus' mom actually asked this other male figure about her 15-year-old son, Narcissus. And the guy says, and I quote, he says, "If he but fail to recognize himself, a long life he may have beneath the sun." And I think it's interesting that that's what he says about Narcissus, saying, like, if he fails to recognize himself, which I think is what Taeyong is doing in this song, like, he doesn't know who he is, what a long life he may have beneath the sun. I just thought that was so cool. I mean, I got so into it.
Amazing. So I just want to talk about this little meaning, or, you know, not really a theory, but just some interpretation of the art style and the aesthetics that we see. I saw a tweet from @hitman_fanbase referencing the Orphelia painting by John Everett Millias there's a similar scene in the from the painting where Taeyong is in front or like standing in a shallow pool, and there's kind of like vines and flowers and stuff growing all around in like a slightly marshy kind of looking area. So it seems similar to the painting, because in the painting, Ophelia is laying in a pool singing before drowning, and she has all of these like flowers and things around her. And in this painting, the flowers have a symbolic meaning. So like the poppy means death, daisies mean innocence, pansies mean unrequited love, and fritillaries mean chagrin. But roses, as you mentioned earlier, there was a shot of roses burning mean youth. So there's that loss of youth, loss of innocence that I will say I predicted in the theory episode.
You did. You did such a good job for that episode.
Thank you. So there's that. There's also various shots. That's just one example, but there's so many shots in the music video that people say mirror other famous works of art, which is like, yes, we stan intellectuals. Like, these men are so fucking cultured. I also want to point out that the flower that Taeyong dances with the masks, and the masks kind of carry it away, is very similar. Armies on Twitter have pointed out that it's very similar to the flower that Jin has during some of those HYYH theories and all that stuff, and the flower with the white petals that we see throughout all of those music videos. People want to say that it's like the same one that Taeyong is holding, but his aren't just petals, it's like with a stem.
In addition to this, there's also the I Need You Japanese music video, which also kind of, you can make connections with this too, because Taeyong in that video is surrounded by lots of flowers, he's hugging himself, like definitely can make connections between that.
Yeah.
And in addition to this, ARMYs also feel that the song that is going to be like their hit track for this new album is going to be titled Fake Love.
Mm.
So again, he dances with that mannequin and he's dancing with himself, but like it's fake. It's not real. So it's a fake love, or falling in love with yourself, that it's fake. It's not, you know, looking into your reflection and falling in love with that. Like, it's not real love.
Right.
So a lot of people think that this, again, is just more theories going into what their hit track is going to be about, just fake love.
Yeah. Another thing that I want to mention as just like a common theme that we see arching over from Love Yourself Her is the theme of loved being in clothing. So for example, in the DNA photo shoot, we see Suga wearing a red and white, it's probably a Gucci sweater that has, in the white stripes, it has loved written in red. In the DNA music video, Jungkook was wearing a red shirt that said loved in gold up at the top. And Jimin's sparkly Gucci jacket in the DNA music video, in the back, it's, you know, it's blue and it has loved written in red sequins on the back. And so this goes along with the theme when we see at the end Taeyong wearing one of the pair of earrings that are $720, Jesus.
Yeah. You looked at the price.
I saw it on Twitter. Like, I saw a screenshot from the Gucci website.
Gucci boy.
But the point is that they're continuing this, you know, literally wearing something that says loved. So that it's like saying, it's like knowing that you're loved, internalizing it. So, anywho. Yeah.
Yes.
So let's talk about our overall impressions and just kind of like wrap it up. This whole thing up.
It's a lot.
It's an amazing video. I want to say, I just think this era is going to be incredible. I think it's going to be their best one yet. I think the Love Yourself eras are so set apart from the rest, or as they stand in time, they will be set apart from the rest, just because I think BTS has had time to mature as artists and develop their own personalities and specific styles.
Yes, and they are so individualized. Like, they have grown so much and they've learned so much about themselves, and they have developed their own unique styles. I love it.
That's why, like, when you mentioned how blown away we were by Hope World earlier, it's like, it's true because they just keep getting better. So I expect, you know, this album, this comeback to be better than ever, to have, you know, more meaning and everything. Like, anyways, I think that Taeyong's true self really shines through in this video and in the song. The lyrics are beautiful, and I think they represent him very well. He isn't just the goofball or spaz of BTS that people who like always says the wrong thing, that people like to generalize him as that, but he's fucking smart. He's so fucking thoughtful.
Smart. He's so fucking smart.
Yes.
Ugh. He's my bias, and I just, like, I get on a soapbox when I talk about him. Ugh.
He's smart. He's thoughtful. He has an incredible depth as an artist in his ability to convey a multitude of emotions in one flicker of the eyes or one slight change in the tone of his voice. And his deep, sultry voice brought an entire other layer of feeling to the song. And, you know, it's just absolutely perfect. It ushers in a more serious theme, a more serious tone, but he does it so wonderfully.
Yes, yes. He made this song. This song would not be what it is if it wasn't him singing it.
Yeah.
Or him dancing to it, or him being the face that we see along with it. Like, it's him and this song. I think this is my own personal opinion. Stigma is very much Taeyong, but I almost feel that I think he connects to this song even more than Stigma.
Yeah.
I think they're both very similar. I think they both feed off of one another. But man, I just feel that Taeyong really got to show his true self with this song. I mean, I really hate that Stigma had that high note. It really challenged him and it really pushed him, and he conquered that shit so well.
Mm-hmm.
But this song has that R&B, that alternative R&B feel, and I feel like he was in his comfort zone. This is who he is.
Mm-hmm.
This song and this comeback trailer is Taeyong. The choreography is completely him. The clothing, the genre, the visuals, the themes, even, you know, the theories that go along with it is just him. The meaning of the song, really, just like finding who he is. I think he got put into this, you know, idea that he is like the goofball of the group and funny and whatnot. And like, I think that he does have that side to him, but I don't think that is not what he identifies himself as.
Right.
And
he wants to be taken seriously.
And he should be taken seriously because he is so artistic. He is an artist. He is such an artist. And I feel that Big Hit and RM and all of BTS really just supported Taeyong in this song, and they took him seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so proud of him. And I feel that he is proud of himself, too.
Yes,
and
I really hope he is.
Yes, I feel that Taeyong is very hard on himself, but I hope to God that he is very proud of himself. I feel in my gut that he is. I don't want anyone to say any negative things about him, and I don't want him to ever be affected by any negative comments that might come his way. But he should be so proud. This intro is perfect for this album. This album is going to, from what we've heard, is going to be more serious. It's going to be darker. It's going to have, like, dark undertones to it. And Taeyong really just sets the scene.
Yeah. You know, this is somebody who is in a position and is being enabled to meet their full potential at every step. So that's not saying that he is not going to improve more and continue to perfect his craft, but this is like, he gave us everything in this song and in this video. So
he deserves a round of applause, and I cannot wait until the concert, Kayla, because it's got choreography. There's a good chance he'll perform this.
Yeah. You know, I was just saying that they're going to perform stuff from Love Yourself, Her, and Tear for this world tour, I swear, because they didn't tour with her.
We're so lucky we get to see it.
Holy shit. Like, okay. So If you liked this episode, and if you've liked any of our other episodes, we really appreciate it. We're so glad that you're here listening with us, and we would super love and appreciate if you would go over to iTunes and leave us a rating and a review. It just helps us to be able to interact and find more armies, which is really the whole reason why we're doing this podcast.
Thank you to everyone who reached out to us this week. Everyone's been trying to get BTS tickets, and we've had a couple people messages on Instagram, on our email, and I just thank you all for reaching out to us. Like, we love hearing from you guys, and we love replying to you guys. So keep doing it. We love hearing from you so
yes,
much.
Yes, yes. We've had so many in the past couple weeks, and it's been so amazing to connect with other people from all over. We are currently at 80 reviews on iTunes. When we reach 100 reviews on iTunes, we are doing another ship series episode. We will be doing Taekook, and we cannot do it until we reach 100 reviews. So if you have not done it yet, please go over and review, and hopefully we can do Taekook soon. So if you want to contact us, you can email us at standingbtspodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us and interact with us on Twitter at standingbtspod. You can like us and interact with us on Facebook. We're standingbts. And you can follow and, you know, fangirl with us on Instagram on our pre-existing fangirl account called Sugar-Free Cookie Jams. And you can find links to all of that in the description.
In the description. So thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.